Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. There probably isn't a director better suited to adapting Ernest Cline's pop novel Ready Player One for the big screen than Steven Spielberg. It's the sort of visual-heavy sci-fi extravaganza that a lesser filmmaker like Michael Bay would have made a complete mess of. Ty Sheridan stars as a kid who, in the dystopian future, plays a virtual reality game in an attempt to save mankind from an evil corporation. While it deviates from the source material, Spielberg keeps everything in sharp focus and finds the sentimental heart beating at the story's core. The game is packed with 80s pop cultural references, so anyone who lived through that era will probably get pangs of nostalgia. For everyone else, it's a rousing, entertaining adventure. Loveless is a Russian drama that won the jury prize at last year's Cannes Film Festival and was nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. This bleak and heartbreaking film is about a crumbling marriage and its adverse effects on an unwanted 12-year-old boy. When the boy overhears his parents bitterly discuss divorce and their plans to send him off to a boarding school, the lad disappears. The quarreling parents join forces with local officials and volunteers in a desperate attempt to find him. The film is as chilling as a Moscow winter and could be interpreted as a harsh examination of Russia under Putin. Also opening this week, Tyler Perry's Acrimony is a suspense drama about a woman scorned. Taraji P. Henson stars. God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness is a faith-based film about a church's rebuilding efforts after a fire. John Corbett and Tatum O'Neill are among the cast members. And Leaning Into the Wind is a documentary about environmental artist Andrew Goldsworthy. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!